Hi, this is Bert Sperling. Thanks for listening. In this segment, we're going to be talking about a new study from Sperling's Best Places, the worst cities for respiratory infections. So we're going to cover things like why this study is important and why now, what cities scored the best and worst in our study, and what were some of the biggest surprises in our study.
So, Bert, tell us about your analysis of the worst cities for respiratory infections.
This study is the first one of its kind. What we were able to do is take a large amount of information and research from the medical community, take it down to the local level, and then by doing so, identify those particular cities which are most challenged by respiratory infections. So, the purpose behind this is really to sort of make people aware of respiratory infections and then to seek the appropriate treatment for them.
Why is this important, and why now?
This study is particularly important right now. A recent Harris Interactive poll found that over 40% of all doctor visits concern respiratory infections and their treatment. So this has a huge impact on the population as a whole, especially during the winter months from October to March.
What cities scored worst in this study?
Our analysis shows that the southern region was particularly hard hit by respiratory infections. In fact, 8 out of the top 10 places were from the south. For instance, Greenville, South Carolina was number 1, followed by Nashville, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, Oklahoma City, Greensboro, North Carolina was number 5, then comes Little Rock, Arkansas, Dallas, Dayton, Ohio, Jacksonville, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina.
And which cities came out best?
Interestingly, the western region came out particularly well in our study, and the places at the bottom of the list, for instance, which means this is one study where it's actually better to be at the bottom of the list than the top. Sacramento was the best in our study, followed by Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, Buffalo, New York, Phoenix, Arizona, Seattle, Washington, Hartford, Connecticut, Albuquerque, and Boston.
What was the biggest surprise in this study? What was unexpected?
Well, going into our study, we didn't really have any preconceived notion, except I suppose that one might think that the large cities in the Northeast or other places that are crowded and cold, those might be the worst places for respiratory illness, a good chance to catch a cold and then spread it around. Actually, what we found, that wasn't the case at all. It wasn't Boston, Chicago, or New York that were the worst places. It was the smaller cities in the South, places like Greenville, South Carolina. Places like Boston was number 41, New York City was number 34, and Los Angeles, another place you think of perhaps being large and crowded, that was actually 48 on our list of 50. So it was those places that scored really quite well. And we don't really know why, and we'll leave that up to the medical researchers to go ahead and find that out. We concentrated solely on the analysis of the data and finding which spots were particularly affected.
So what does this all mean to any of us, and in particular to those residents of the most affected cities?
Well, I think the big takeaway in the study is this, that any place can be particularly challenged by respiratory infections. Every place can have its own difficulties in dealing with it for whatever the reason, and they can be small places even in a warm climate like the South. And if you live in a large city, well, those have their challenges too, of course, being crowded and having a good chance to spread the illness around. So wherever you live, there are things that you need to help take care of yourself and your family and to try and get through the winter season as comfortably and as healthy as possible.
What was the methodology of the study, and what factors did you consider?
In performing the study, we looked at 50 large cities around the United States. They were chosen because they both represented the different regions geographically and also had complete and accurate pharmacological records so that we could analyze the impact of the different respiratory illnesses. In particular, we focused on 3 major areas. We looked at the per capita prescriptions written for oral antibiotics. And then we looked at the prevalence of state-level antibiotic resistance. And finally, we looked at the physician diagnoses of the patients as they came to their office.
We've been talking a lot about respiratory infections. What exactly did you consider to be respiratory infections?
First of all, we're talking about the cold. That would be an upper respiratory infection. Then we also looked at sinus infections, sore throat, bronchitis, pneumonia, ear infections, and other respiratory infections which might affect both the upper and lower respiratory tract.
Tell us a little bit about your firm, Sperling's Best Places.
We produce many of these Best Places to Live studies that you see about in the media, and we have partnerships with many of the major websites around, such as MSN, Wall Street Journal, Yahoo, and eBay.
Where can someone go for more information about this study of the worst cities for respiratory infections?
You can find a complete text online and a listing of all 50 places and how they ranked at our website, which is www.bestplaces.net. That's bestplaces.net.
So, Bert, what can people do to help control respiratory infections?
Well, first of all, I'm not a physician, but there are a few things that the medical community has agreed are really effective and that are easy to do. First of all, practice good basic hygiene. Wash your hands. That's still very, very effective and one of the easiest things you can do. And when you're sick, stay at home and don't spread your illness to other people. In addition, cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze. Second of all, talk to your physician about what vaccinations might be appropriate in your case. Also, treat your infections appropriately. When you go see your physician, work with your doctor and see what course of treatment that he or she recommends. And be sure to go ahead and follow that treatment religiously. That is, go for the full length of the treatment, don't cut it short, don't skip anything, and be sure to take it regularly, like a certain time of day. And don't take any medications that you might have lying around, say in the medicine cabinet, left over from a previous illness. They might not be effective in your case. In actuality, there are two different kinds of causes for respiratory infections. Some are bacteriological, some are virus. And the ones caused by viruses are not affected by antibiotics. So be sure to work with your physician and see if antibiotics are effective in your case and follow that course of treatment.
What causes some cities to rank worse than other places when it comes to respiratory infections?
Well, we don't actually know why some cities are more seriously affected by respiratory illness than others. But we can look at a recent poll that was done by Harris Interactive, where they asked over 1,800 physicians around the country. One of the things that the physicians indicated, 93% of them, in fact, agreed that the inappropriate use of antibiotics is a major contributor to the development of resistant antibiotic strains. And also, 90% of them were increasingly concerned about drug-resistant pathogens. So, while we don't know exactly, and the researchers have a lot of work to do to find out exactly why, we can look at some of these answers, perhaps, as an indicator, at least what the medical community is concerned about when it comes to respiratory infections and why some places might be more affected than others.
Bert, thanks so much for your time today. In summary, is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
The important thing to take away from this study is that respiratory infections can be a challenge no matter where you live. Certainly some places are affected more than others, like the South, Greenville, South Carolina, Birmingham, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee. But really, respiratory infections can hit anywhere and can be a particular challenge. So be sure to work with your physician to see if antibiotics are appropriate in your case and take them in the appropriate manner, exactly the way that they've been prescribed. And if you do that and practice good basic hygiene, you have a good chance of getting through the cold season without any serious illnesses. This has been Bert Sperling talking about our study of the worst places for respiratory infections. For more information, check our website at www.bestplaces.net. This has been a production of Sperling's Best Places, Fast Forward Incorporated in Portland, Oregon. Copyright 2005, all rights are reserved.